And this is really a story that probably encapsulates the words uniquely cruel and depraved. It's simply because, you know, the entire team had a chat about this afternoon. We were not able to get our heads around what looked to be the facts of this case. And on the face of it, it's fairly simple. Two Mpumalanga sisters facing murder charges for allegedly killing their mother to try and get their hands on her insurance payout. Wasn't a lot of money. In the region of 80,000 Rand we're talking about. But the 62-year-old woman was kidnapped, raped and strangled 3 weeks ago in the area of Barberton, and we're going to look into the details of how that actually happened, because they really are quite shocking. Ayanda Nyati's been on the story for much of the day. Ayanda, I suppose we do have to take our listeners through the details of how this kidnapping, how this rape was planned, but really some shocking details occurring in this story.
It is, Joanne. Good afternoon. It's one of those stories that's certainly disturbing at the very least. And the longer you think about it, I guess the more questions you get. What we know so far is that the woman's daughter, I think it's the second daughter, 30-year-old Nonhlanhla Mthunywa, was the person who was actually at the center of this orchestrated plan. It's alleged that she actually went to her mother, which we've already mentioned was Awantha Dlamini, the 62-year-old, and essentially just invited her to her place, you know, mom, come through for a visit. And I guess this gives us a sense of the relationship they had, because the mother, according to police, actually doesn't hesitate to responding to that call. So she is, after a day, I think it was, went over to Nonhlanhla's place, and that's where she was then met by her daughter and, according to authorities, two other men who had been waiting for her. The details around what exactly happened between the moment she arrived to when this crime was committed are still unclear. But then that's when we understand that, you know, as you rightly said, she was accosted, and the detail we're given from authorities is held down by her daughter as these men went on to violate her sexually, essentially as they went on to rape her and strangle her to death. And that was before they then went on to cover her in a blanket and hide her in a toilet just outside the property. We understand after that, Nonhlanhla became uneasy with this idea of having her mother's body essentially in her yard. They organized transport to dump the body at a nearby field, and that's where they abandoned it. How police then get wind of this is obviously now having to investigate why there's a body of a woman in a field and how it got there, and of course the circumstances around her death. And it's that investigation that then led them to this completely mind-boggling story of how the woman's daughters essentially had orchestrated her death with the intent of getting payouts from a policy in her name. But that's not where it necessarily ends. It then becomes known that this has been something that's been in the works for quite some time. November 2019 is the month that's been quoted as when Nonhlanhla, who's the daughter, along with a neighbor, actually went and opened this policy under Awantha Dlamini's name, which is the deceased, knowing very well that there'd be a payout. But the trick was for this payout to be substantial, which is 80,000 Rand, her death needed to look like an accident. And that's why, you know, they had sort of put these kind of plans in place, going to the extent of dumping the body in a nearby field. I've just spoken to Brigadier Leonard Clytie a short while ago.
He seems completely shocked about this. Even a man with all his years of police experience.
Do we blame him? You know, most South Africans, I think, would have heard of this kind of scenario, you know, emphasis on scenario in various circumstances, including some of our favorite soapies. I even know of a saying in Sesotho, you know, Lifulega Elampidi, so which directly translates to his or her death gives me life.
Oh, yes.
That had to do with ideas of inheritance, though. You know, the idea, you know, the prodigal son story. Give me what's worth, you know, give me my share of the inheritance, essentially.
Right.
But that only happens once you die. Mm-hmm. But again, this is all at a level of scenario. You know, this is all just creative directors and writers putting together a fictional world where, you know, the evil guys put together these plans and execute them. The shock factor here, outside of course the brutal way in which she was murdered, is that we only imagine this to only happen in a fictional realm, so to speak. So the idea that this actually went and materialized in real life was quite scary at the very least. I'm not surprised that Brigadier Leonard Clytie was also taken aback.
All right, so let's see how this case pans out. All allegations at the moment, but let's see how what the courts have to say about this. It certainly is going to be a very traumatic thing for the public, actually, to be able to absorb the details of this. And no doubt they will, during cross-examination and so forth, get to the bottom of what happened here. Nyati, thank you very much for bringing us that story, Ayanda Nyati. Very difficult detail.